You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Let's talk about something most creators avoid: structure. A lot of creators rely on inspiration. They post when they feel motivated. They launch when they feel ready. They pivot when they feel stuck. That is emotional management, not operational management. If you want to build something sustainable, you need a 90-day operating system. Not a yearly plan, not a 5-year vision. 90 days. Because 90 days is long enough to create meaningful progress and short enough to stay focused. Today, we're breaking down 5 components: content calendar, campaign model, quarterly focus, revenue targets, and metrics that actually matter. This is how creators move from scattered activity to intentional growth. Number 1, the content calendar, cadence over chaos. Most creators confuse volume with consistency. Posting every day is not a strategy. Posting randomly is not consistency. A content calendar does one thing: it creates rhythm. You should know in advance how many long form pieces you're producing, how many short form pieces you're cutting from them, what themes you're covering, and what outcomes each piece supports. For a 90-day cycle, think in terms of themes. For example, month 1, foundation, month 2, authority, month 3, conversion. Every piece of content during that quarter supports that arc. You're not just posting, you're building momentum in a direction. Cadence builds trust, direction builds leverage. Number 2, the campaign model. Stop posting, start promoting. Most creators post content once and move on. That's inefficient. Instead, think in campaigns. A campaign is a 30-day push around one focus, one idea, one offer, one message. Instead of creating 30 unrelated posts, you create 30 reinforcing touch points. For example, if your focus is a membership, your content that month explains the problem your membership solves, shares stories from inside the community, breaks down the transformation, answers objections, demonstrates value. Now every post compounds. Campaign thinking turns scattered content into coordinated messaging. Number 3, quarterly focus, one main objective. Here's where most creators sabotage themselves. They try to grow everything at once: audience growth, product launches, brand deals, new platforms, new formats. In a 90-day cycle, choose one primary objective, just one. For example, grow email list by 1,000 subscribers, launch one paid offer, build a contributor community. Everything in that quarter supports that objective. That level of focus creates clarity in your content and decision-making. If something does not serve that quarterly objective, it waits. Focus is force. Number 4, revenue targets. Clarity changes behavior. Many creators say they want to monetize. Few define a number. Revenue targets change behavior. Instead of saying, "I want to make more money," say, "In the next 90 days, I want to generate $10,000. Now you reverse engineer. If your offer is 100, you need 100 buyers. If it's 500, you need 20 buyers. Now your content becomes intentional. Instead of vague value posts, you create problem awareness, solution education, case studies, direct invitations. A revenue target forces strategic thinking. Without a target, monetization remains abstract. Number 5, metrics that matter. Vanity metrics are seductive. Views, likes, followers, they feel good, but they don't tell you if your system works. In a 90-day operating system, track metrics that reflect movement. For example, email list growth, conversion rate, revenue per subscriber, engagement depth, retention rate. These metrics tell you if people are progressing. Attention is top of funnel. Movement is the goal. If your views are high but your conversions are flat, your message is entertaining but not effective. If your audience is small but your conversions are strong, you're building something powerful. Track what sustains you, not what flatters you. Now bringing it together, A 90-day creator operating system looks like this. One quarterly objective, one main campaign per month, a structured content calendar, a defined revenue target, and clear metrics that measure movement. You review weekly, you adjust monthly, you evaluate fully at 90 days. Then you rest and run the next cycle. This prevents burnout. This prevents distraction. This builds assets. So the real shift. The difference between struggling creators and sustainable creators is not talent. It's structure. Creators operate emotionally. Operators operate systematically. If you want to build something that lasts, stop reacting to the algorithm. Start running 90-day cycles. When you do, your growth becomes intentional. Your revenue becomes measurable. Your progress becomes visible. And your platform stops feeling like a hustle and starts feeling like a system. Now is the time to build like an operator.